It is so dead here.
I know. Did you pull in the parking lot and it felt like there was half as many cars as there normally is?
We're in like a different world. We're in like some different universe.
Man.
I drive by, when I get my Starbucks, I drive by the gym that's right down the street just to make myself feel worse about myself okay. before I come here. That is always packed. You see 100 people on the treadmills. When I drove by today, there's like 4.
Man, everyone just took the week off.
Hey, you know what? That's good.
Good for them.
That's good.
Except us. That's all right.
I know. What kind of like richy rich pants do you have to be?
I'm here on Friday too.
Oh,
so.
Shoot.
No.
Oh, shoot.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Justin, I missed you on Friday.
Why?
At emo night.
Oh,
I miss
man.
You all the time.
Dude, I had to work. This whole work thing. Getting in the way of a lot of fun.
Sure is.
I heard that emo night was blast, too.
It was. I just want to tell you, though, work is just getting in the way of fun for 45 years and then you die.
Great.
That's what
Great.
You have to look forward to.
I have that to look forward to.
Yes, I'm so sorry. But at least you're handsome.
Oh, so I have that going for me.
Yeah.
I have no free time to go show
right.
people that I'm handsome.
Right.
Because I talk on the radio, so no one actually knows this, but.
Oh, people know this.
Oh.
You're a total babe. But yeah, emo night was epic. It was the best one that has at least been here in Kansas City. It was so many people. The vibe was incredible. So many people. Dude, there was a proposal. Someone proposed to someone.
At emo,
night? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what she said, but I think yes.
Oh, she has to say yes.
At least there.
In front of all those people.
Right.
Those are the rules.
Yep.
If you want to go home and you want to say, just so you know, I did that because you asked me in front of a bunch of people, that's fine. But at the time, you have to say yes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
You see those videos where people say no?
Yeah, and then that's the one that gets shared everywhere. Yeah.
In slow motion so you can watch the person's heartbreak on their face. But I did that. I went out this weekend with some friends. It was so funny. We go into this bar. It's my friend's birthday. And she looks at her phone and her face turns white. Like, what? She accidentally called the police.
For what?
Just like the way that her phone was in her pocket. She accidentally called the police the second we walked
in. Oh, yeah.
Bar.
If you hit the volume down button a bunch, it does that. Done that, been there, done that.
Really? Did the police come?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, they clicked the cancel button.
Yeah. Maybe the police know that. Or maybe quickly hitting the cancel button is a warning to them. I don't know. The police never showed up, which is great, though. But you, what did you do?
I did Thanksgiving. So we drove out to where my mom's family lives and did Thanksgiving. So
your first Thanksgiving?
No, just Thanksgiving.
Your only Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
This weekend? You did it this past weekend?
Yeah. We'll go
out. Thursday?
We'll go out to eat on Thursday. We won't do like a home-cooked like thing. We'll just go out to eat on Thursday and then go watch the Plaza Lighting or go shopping.
What?
Yeah.
But that's not what that day is for. The day is for the Thanksgiving meal as well.
That day is to be thankful. The meal has passed. We'll have a meal. It'll just be us going out to eat to have the meal.
What?
No one's going to come over.
What tradition is this?
Ours.
How do you love Christmas and you love Thanksgiving, you love the holidays, but yet you stray from the tradition of having that meal on Thursday?
I will have a meal on Thursday. It just won't happen to be a Thanksgiving meal unless the place we're going is serving turkey, which I highly doubt it because it's a seafood restaurant.
Oh, nasty.
Music. World. Local. An unofficial holiday. Digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
You ever have a party, Dustin, a house party, and then the cops come?
No.
Really?
I'm not that cool.
Oh. All right. Well, I did. Multiple times. And it's not something that boomers started, calling the cops for loud house parties. It's something that happened to boomers 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star.
Man, narcs.
Yeah. What do you
Trying
call
to
the people?
Ruin the fun.
What do you call the people that were born in the 1800s if boomers? I don't know. We'll get to that coming up. Front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. But first, let's do the music.
All right. Music history. On this day in 2013, Disney releases the Frozen motion picture soundtrack. And you pulled a song?
I pulled a song.
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some blow, man? Okay. Come on, let's snort some yay. Let's start with just a lighter four, and then some more, till we can't feel our face.
All right, that's...
Oh, come on, man!
We used to be Coke buddies.
And
now we're not. I wish you would sniff some blood.
All right. All right.
All right, listen.
All right.
No, that's one of those examples of a parody song that ruined a song for me.
So now every time you hear...
Every time I hear the theme song from Frozen and these little kids are usually the ones that are singing it, I'm like, do you want to do some blow, man? Like, oh, no! Don't sing that out loud to these children!
Oh, man. That's a good one. I'll give you that one.
Thanks.
Also on this day in 2013, Beastie Boys sue the toy company Goldie Blocks for running an online ad featuring little girls singing an altered version of their song, Girls. You hate that song.
It's sexist. We'll get to that sometime.
On this day in 1996, Jaybird Records, the first internet record label, opens for business.
They closed a few years later, but there is a new Jaybird. Basically, yeah, they were the best, the first people that used real audio and Shockwave to be able to preview music online. So, well, yeah.
I'll be back in...
Ahead of the times.
96.
Can you imagine how slow that was? You weren't even born. Never mind.
On this day in 1984, Band-Aid records Do They Know It's Christmas.
I wanted to see if you were going to sing along right there. I cut it off there just to see if you would.
No, because I'm still baffled by the fact that I didn't realize the band's name. I've listened to that song my whole life. Was Band-Aid.
Oh, God.
Band-Aid.
Well, it was a group of a bunch of different musicians that were getting together to do this for charity.
Oh, Band-Aid.
Yeah,
got
so
it.
Band-Aid. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, no, I know. Such clever puns.
On this day in 1949, here you go, Jordan.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Like a light bulb.
And yes!
If you ever saw it,
wait, here it is.
You would even say it glows.
Like a flashlight.
All of the other reindeer.
Reindeer.
Used to laugh and call him names.
Like Pinocchio.
They never let poor Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Join in any reindeer game.
Like Monopoly.
Yeah.
Oh, see? So that's not
another song that's been ruined because of someone creating a parody version of it. Thank you very much, whoever did that. But yeah, that was Gene Autry, 1949 version. First time that the song was ever recorded and played, and it was on the music charts.
1949. Again, we've talked about this. I just feel like these songs are older than they actually are.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer only comes from like 1939. And a Macy's advertisement is where Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer comes from.
Huh.
Yeah, follow that history.
Follow that history. Moving on to regular history. On this day in 2017, longest known frozen embryo to be successfully born is delivered in Tennessee. Here's the woman talking about it.
When we're going through the profiles, it doesn't tell how long they were frozen, so we had no idea. And so the day of the transfer, Dr. Keenan was like, hey, this is going to be a world record. And I was like, what? Like, are you kidding?
They were told that they could give it back and not have that one. But they were like, now let's do this. World record. Yeah. Oldest.
24 years.
Mm-hmm. And the baby's absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Science, man.
That means that everything frozen in my freezer is still good.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, no. Nope. On this day in 1979, Pat Summerall and John Madden broadcast a game together for the very first time. On this day in 1976, O.J. Simpson of the Buffalo Bills ran for 273 yards against the Detroit Lions.
Marangi to O.J. O.J. running to the left, turns the corner at the 30. O.J. in the 25, the 20, and falls ahead of the 15.
That does it. He broke the record. O.J. Simpson, he just set a new National Football League record.
O.J. Simpson.
It's
real good at football.
Well, I don't even know that he plays football.
Thank you.
When I think O.J. Simpson, obviously I think of the murder. I think of the white Bronco. I think of the crime scene. I think of the fact that I went to the crime scene.
Did you really?
When I lived in L.A., yeah, I went to Brentwood and saw it. I also went to where O.J. Simpson's house was, which is now owned by Mr. Dr. Dre.
That does not surprise me one bit.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, they did the NFL 100 team, which are the 100 greatest NFL players of all time. And out of the 12 running backs that made it, O.J. Simpson's on that list. It's like, he's really good at football. Really, really good. But you will never be remembered for that.
Nope, not at all.
Not a chance, fam. Not a chance. On this day in 1963, President John F. Kennedy is buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Also on this day in 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald is buried in Fort Worth, Texas.
Two totally different ceremonies, just so you know. Like, we're very different. I'm not saying that they are physically different. Like, they would obviously not put those two bodies together and bury them. I'm just saying, like, there was a big deal at the Kennedy one. The Oswald one, not so much.
Not so much. Oh, on this day in 1955, race segregation forbidden on trains and buses between U.S. states.
But 13 states didn't even recognize it. They still were being a-holes about race for many, 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 many years.
Can I guess those 13 states were all located? Yep, there we go. On this day in 1920, the first Thanksgiving Day parade is held in Philadelphia.
One of the many Gimbel brothers ran the Philadelphia branch, and in 1920 came up with an idea to help boost holiday sales. A Thanksgiving Day parade. On November 25th, Mr. Gimbel had dozens of employees dress up in costumes, and along with a 15-car motorcade, marched down Philadelphia's Market Street to the Gimbel store. It's a tradition that would continue to grow each year. One that their New York rival, Macy's, would copy in 1924.
4 years later. Four years later, Macy's copies it. They're still doing it. Gimbel Brothers is no longer around, but yeah, that's who started
that. Macy's Day Parade is like a staple at my house for Thanksgiving. You wake up and you watch Macy's Day Parade. And it's sad that this whole thing based on, hey, how can we make more money?
Of course. Let's lead a parade that ends at the front door of our stores. Of course. Dude, that's why everything is in business.
I know. On this day in 1905, Telemco makes the first ever advertisement for a radio set by advertising a $7.50 set in the Scientific American, which claimed to receive signals for up to 1 mile.
Okay, they're not talking about a regular radio like people are listening to right now, like the Buzz fam's listening to right now. They're talking about the ones that go... Look at this thing. I saw it. I found it. Google the picture of it. It looks like a bug.
It does look like a bug.
Right?
On this day in 1867, going way back, U.S. Congress Commission looks into impeachment of President Andrew Johnson.
Okay. Johnson is in bold because I looked up Andrew Jackson.
Ah.
Not the same.
Yeah, because next
dude.
To it, it says what he do.
So what he do was he got in trouble for breaking the Tenure of Office Act, which basically he pulled someone out of office and put who he wanted in there. And then that was illegal because there was an act about that. So he was impeached. The first president of the United States to be impeached, Andrew Johnson.
Not Jackson.
No, not Jackson. Also, because I was like, why would we put him on money if he was impeached for being a jerk? But then, my bad.
On this day in 1850, Texas relinquished one-third of its territory in exchange for $10 million from the U.S. to pay its public debts and settle border disputes. 1850, $10 million in 1850?
Yeah.
That's a chunk of change.
Well, Texas is huge. Texas relinquishes one-third of its territory.
And it's
still the only state that I believe from point to point, you can be in the same state driving through 24 hours if you go from point to point.
That's insane.
East to west, west to east.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, moving on to local history.
That has nothing to do with Texas.
On this day in 1969, Casey outfielder Lou Piniella is voted AL Rookie of the Year. Good job, Lou. On this day in 2014, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon orders hundreds more U.S. National Guard troops to the town of Ferguson to prevent a second night of rioting and looting. Protest erupts across U.S. after decision by Missouri grand jury not to bring charges against a white policeman who shot dead a black teenager.
Don't shoot! Hands out! Don't shoot! Hands out! Don't shoot! Justice for! Justice for! Justice for! Justice for!
That was here.
I kid you not. I was a senior in high school when that happened, and we went to school, and my teachers legitimately thought we were about to have another civil war because of that. Because it was that bad. I mean, it was that serious.
All right, I guess I'm going to do 100 years ago. 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, November 25th, 1919. This is something that could happen now. We have a house party now. What's it like?
There's just booze everywhere, and people partying. It's way too crowded. There's just random tables set up for people to set their stuff on that eventually get knocked over. So, yeah.
Okay, so maybe things haven't changed. Here it is. Quote, the Jones family is out of town and their son, Glenn, a student at Westport High School, was hosting a party last night. Sometime after 1 o'clock, so still the time the parties still go on, neighbors telephoned the police that something resembling a, quote, burlesque show, armistice celebration, and a shimmy dance had woke them up. When police arrived, they found a dozen youths and girls in the house. Well, look how the girls aren't even counted. With every light on, three empty quarts of whiskey, all were arrested. Then they bring them to jail. Court sees them and says, quote, "I hope your parents learn of this," Judge Edward J. Fleming said in the Southside court today. "All of you should be spanked and put to bed early every night." That is what the judge said. Two of these kids having a party at 1 a.m. because the parents weren't at home.
No, no.
"Now promise me that you'll stay away from these parties and go to bed before 12 o'clock every night." All the kids promised, and they were all discharged. Could you imagine in 2019, if you go to court for something and the judge goes, "You should be spanked and put to bed early."
Unofficial holidays. Day of the Elimination Against Violence for Women Day.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping Reminder Day. Jordan, is this...
Blasé.
Blasé Day.
Come on, there's a rap song with the word blasé.
You think I listen to a lot of rap?
Yes. Are you serious? Blasé?
Blasé.
Blasé, 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 blasé.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Thanksgiving meal is centered around meat.
Oh, yeah.
I have a couple friends that are vegan, and one time they invited me over to this vegan Friendsgiving.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And they're cooking, and it smells good, and they're making all these things. They're making the exact vegan version of everything. Sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, stuffing, turkey.
Vegan turkey?
Yeah, gravy. Okay. It was tofurkey. Tofurkey, obviously.
Oh, okay.
And, like, oh, yeah. And I remember when we ate it, when we all sat down, and most of us that were there were meat eaters. My friend that was vegan was like, "Listen, it is going to taste exactly like Thanksgiving." So we're all sitting there. They start to eat, and we're just pushing things around on our plate because nobody wants to even try it. And we finally do. We try the meat, try the tofurkey. And my friend goes, "Doesn't it taste just like meat?" And I was like, "No, it doesn't. It has been so long that you've tried meat that you won't remember what it tastes
That's
like.
Exactly
but this
what
doesn't
I was...
taste like meat. It's awful."
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
You didn't watch the AMAs last night, Dustin.
No, just clips from it.
Oh, I bawled like a little baby when my future wife got there. Okay.
What'd she win now?
Artist of the Decade Award.
Artist of the Decade?
Artist of the... Are you kidding me? You don't think Taylor Swift is Artist of the Decade?
I'm not even going to start
I will rip your throat out. But Green Day performed.
Right.
At the AMAs. Last night, they played Father of All and went into Basket Case for the 25th anniversary of Dookie coming out. Don't even make that face, man, because I am the boomer that was remembering that I had that on tape. Cassette tape.
Cassette tape?
I had Dookie on cassette tape. Anyway, so when they were doing Basket Case, no one else noticed this. No one else is tweeting about this, but I noticed it. All three times Billy Joe Armstrong goes into the chorus, he doesn't sing the line about being stoned. All three times. He goes, "Am I just paranoid?" And he's like, "Come on, L.A." Or...
Oh, he just like
adds something
filler?
In the place every single time. And I don't know what's up with that.
They must have been doing something with that because did you see Tyler the Creator? So you watched. Did you see Tyler the Creator talking about Billie Eilish?
Oh, yeah.
This is so funny to me.
"What up? Earlier this year, my album, Igor, was the number one album in the country. And then this 17-year-old girl who dressed like a quarterback decided to change that.
Dude.
Everybody, please, give it up for Billie Eilish."
They've got to be censoring it in some way, because you know Tyler, the Creator, would have walked out there and been like some 17-year-old white bitch. Like...
Mm. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Those shows are always such a gamble to watch. You're either going to see somebody swear their mouth off, or it's going to be you're not going to hear half of Kanye West's performance, one or the other. But oh man, being Billie Eilish, watching her yesterday at 17 years old, just everyone at one point, some guy from SNL stopped in the middle of his announcing just to be like, I love you so much." Like what? The pressure to be that girl. She gave her an amazing acceptance speech where she was like, "I'm literally sitting in a room with all the people that got me into music. This is crazy."
Right. That's what she said about the Tyler thing. She posted about it later and said that she was just thanking him because she said, "I know Tyler probably doesn't care how excited I am, but he is a god to me. In fact, he knows I exist. It's crazy to me. Every time I see this dude, I don't know what to say. Thank you. You changed my life. And sorry about your album."
That's right. Also, just so you know, when Billie Eilish won one of her two awards that night, besides her family, the only other person that stood up was Taylor Swift. Because she a stand-up lady.
Of course.
All right, let's get into local news. So,
all right.
Very deep, different tone. A man accused... Well, let's start here. In Grandview, a man was upset that he wasn't able to see his daughter. So he texted the mother and was like, if you don't let me see her, then I'm going to come over. She didn't let him see him, her. So he came over. And the woman's grandfather goes outside to confront the guy. Obviously, this is a confrontation. It's pretty heated. There's so many other things that you can do to, like, calm down, cool off. Like, go to the gym. Like, that confrontation sucks. Go to the gym and work it off. Complain about it on social media.
There you go. That's
right.
A good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just blast your ex on social media.
Well, he blasted, unfortunately, the woman's grandfather. Killed him.
Oh.
Gun. Brought a gun and shot the dude. Like, how do your arguments get? I have had some very angry arguments. Very angry, emotional ones. And I have never once been like, you know how I'm going to end this? Killing someone.
I have never been so angry and unable to defuse the situation to the point where I'm like, the only solution is killing this person.
That's it.
Never been there.
That's it. I've had people steal girlfriends, which usually is like the thing that will set people off. And I'm just like, well, that sucks. But I don't want to go to jail. Anyway, and then...
Oh, man.
So some of your favorite places that you like to go, that you frequent, you always wonder what they're like when you're not there. Or, like, what they're like and what goes on when they're closed.
Right.
Right? So this nail salon in North Carolina goes from apparently a nail salon during the day to a butcher shop at night. Posted this on the Buzz's Instagram story yesterday. Two customers were letting their nails dry at the salon, and an employee brings out a deer carcass and starts butchering the deer right there on the floor of the nail salon. The best part of it is that the health department goes, we don't even know how to handle this situation. They were called. They're who you're supposed to talk to, and they're like, I'm at a loss.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right, Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on in the sports world this weekend? Raiders lost to the Jets.
That's good.
To the Jets. You lost to the Jets.
That's bad.
Oh, yeah. You lose
it's embarrassing.
To the Jets. That's
okay.
Embarrassing. 34-3,
ooh,
which means that we have a one-game lead on them. So Sunday at 3:25, when we beat them, we'll have a two-game lead on them going into the Patriots game.
Yes.
Which is nice because I'm not saying that we won't win against the Patriots, but it's going to be a close game.
I hope we do.
Also,
my Uber driver and I were talking about that this weekend. It was just, that's all. We're like, we just got to beat those stupid
about.
Patriots.
That's, yeah, all, that's all anyone cares about. Also, for you, remember the Cowboys-Giants Monday Night Football game when they had a cat, the black cat that ran across the field?
Yes! You have an update?
We have another cat.
Oh, no.
It's a gray cat, not a black cat. I think that would be a bad omen, right?
Right. But, you know, they got to look to maybe signing this guy because
he's got some moves.
Yeah,
got some moves.
The question is, will they be able to find him again? I don't know if you saw a few weeks ago when the Giants at the Meadowlands had the cat run on the field. It has not been seen since.
Yeah, so there's your update on the cat from the NFL game a few weeks ago. They haven't found that cat, and now they have a gray cat at the University of Southern Florida and Memphis game.
What do you think hot dogs are made out of? I know why they haven't seen that cat.
Stop it! Stop it! All right.
Last I love one. Cats. That's just nasty.
I want your opinion on this.
Cat.
The Harvard-Yale football game, it's called the Yale Bowl, one of the biggest games of the year. Not really. No one cares because it's Harvard and Yale.
Right.
Protest.
A protest of some sort and took a seat at the midfield area. And you see that authorities from both the campus and also the city of New Haven were there. And then as it started, both teams eventually went to their respective locker rooms here at the Yale Bowl. Well, when the team started off the field, that just brought more students onto the field.
And they ended up with just all these kids sitting at center field. 42, officials said 42 people were charged with disorderly conduct and a protest on the...
What were they protesting? Something about the United Colors of Benetton?
Climate change. Okay, here's all my right. thing. I get it. Harvard versus Yale, the nerdiest game of the year, ends in a nerdy protest over climate change.
That's the world we live in, Dustin.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Definitely something weird about today. And there always will be. It's the week that starts out with something that has a holiday at the end of the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the roads. Looking at the roads out on Shawnee Mission Parkway, it's just not as many people.
It's dead. Yeah. It's dead. Everyone's either took the whole week off or I don't know. I don't know. I feel like most people have a 3-day week still.
Yeah, so do I, but...
But looking outside, it does not feel like most people have a 3-day week. So good for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. You worked hard enough to take this whole week off. Good for you. Absolutely good for you. But for us that are here, we still have stuff to do. And I would like to reward the Buzz fam that's listening right now, that's working really hard to keep things going because the world still spins. The night the Buzz stole Christmas is happening on Sunday.
This Sunday.
And we are only here for 3 days. Live.
Oh, man. We got to give out a lot of stuff, don't we?
Yeah, we got to give out a lot of stuff.
Okay.
It's going to be December 1st on Sunday. That's wild.
But doesn't it feel weird? Because I feel like we had more time to give these away. But then you mentioned it earlier when we first got here. It's like December is this weekend.
That was our promotions team that sent out a big email that was like, hey, idiots. We don't want you guys to save these till the very end because Wednesday is the last day that you can give out these tickets. And I mean, our promotions team is the reason that this whole place, this is the wheels on our bus every single time. They're like, please give out these tickets before Tuesday so that people can come get them. But this is going to be a great show. Meg Myers, Kay Flay, Hembry.
Oh, man. Oh, man. What a lineup.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to go, if you're going to be in town, it's at the Midland Sunday. Watch the Chiefs game.
Oh, yeah. You got plenty of time to watch Chiefs game. We play at 3:25.
That's right. So
knock that out. You even get a little bit of rest in between. Go to a kick-ass show.
Yeah. Last time I saw Meg Myers, she pushed a pressure point in my throat and I wanted to vomit. So I'm so excited to see if she does that again.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
We love memes here on Jordan Silver and Friends. And I found a bunch of Thanksgiving memes.
Oh, perfect.
For the Buzz family to hear and hopefully laugh at, because sometimes when you want to cry, you should laugh. Okay, maybe it's not that bad with your family, but I know a lot of people, including myself, that's just like, nope, hate this holiday.
I don't mind my family.
Yeah, good for you. Must be nice. Anyway, so, all right, first meme that I found. And it goes, Uncle, you kids rely too much on technology. Me, I'll remember that when you're on life support.
When you put it like that, you
right. Oof, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, you always like that uncle that's super outdated and asks you all the questions.
Back in my day, we didn't have none of this fangled technology. Look at all these people on their technology. They don't even call it phones or tablets. They just call it technology.
And he's got a Razer flip phone still. I've got that
or
uncle.
Or BlackBerry.
Ooh. Another picture, it's of Kermit the Frog sleeping with his eyes open. And it goes, when you smell the food being cooked, but you woke up too early and don't want to go in the kitchen to help.
Seriously.
Mad props to anyone who does that meal.
The cooking? Not for it. Not here for it.
A lot of cooking.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom, for that one, for sure. Another meme, what's your biggest fear in a relationship? Marrying into a family that runs a 5K on Thanksgiving?
When you put it like that, you right.
Gross.
People do that.
Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with it? They know they don't have to do that.
Exactly.
Right?
You don't have to run. No one's chasing you. We don't live in that day and time anymore. Thank God. All right. I've got a meme right here. That is a picture of someone. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It says, what should I bring for Thanksgiving? Mom, bring your favorite side dish. So she's got a bottle of wine.
When you put it like that, you right.
The only way to get through the holidays.
The only
drunk.
Way. Real drunk.
Here's a picture of a bunch of gas cans, okay, at Walmart, and it says $13.44, so they're on sale. The gas cans are on sale. I'm only $13.44 away from not having to host Thanksgiving or Christmas at my house this year.
When you put it like that, you right.
I found that one on a parent, cynical parent, Instagram. Cynical parents. Here's another meme that says, I love you enough to text you happy Thanksgiving individually. You get that big mass text from somebody that's like, happy Thanksgiving. You're like, why are you even texting me?
I don't even get a text for Thanksgiving.
Really?
Will you text me?
I will.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That one stung a little bit because I don't even get that.
Oh, damn. I always get it from someone weird. Like someone I sat next to on a plane.
They sent out a mass one to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
I get the one from Snapchat.
Okay, Dustin.
Aw.
Here's one of Kermit sipping the tea, and it says, happy Thanksgiving to all the side chicks who thought that they were meeting the family this year.
When you put it like that, you right.
Been there, done that.
Oh, damn. Next one is the iconic Miley Cyrus wrecking ball video. you know, she's sitting
she's
on the wrecking ball.
On the wrecking ball.
And so instead of that, it says, I came in like a butterball. It's a turkey on it.
When you put it like it's that, funny. Like that, like that, like that, you
funny because it's turkey.
It's funny because it's a turkey. I came in like a butterball. All these memes are on my Instagram story now if you want to check them out, like them, steal them, whatever you want to do. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. All right, friend. What are you going to make for Thanksgiving? Me, probably a scene. Mm. And it's a picture of a girl that has a shirt on that says, women don't owe you-ish.
That family member.
What? Yeah. I don't know how many times I've been that family member.
Oh, God, Jordan.
Well, you don't know all the circumstances, all right? Like, I'm salty about Thanksgiving. We'll get into that today.
Okay.
We'll get into it because we have to.
All right.
But not right now. Me leading the Thanksgiving blessing for my family, and it's a picture of Gordon Ramsay just swearing.
When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you
aunt, that's your third plate. Me, that's your third husband.
When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you
Two more memes for you for this holiday season. And again, they're on my Instagram story, Instagram.com/JordanSilver. If you want to see them, steal them, use them. Thanksgiving, man. Not a good day to be my pants.
When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you
are sweatpants socially acceptable that day, Jordan?
Absolutely not.
Damn it.
No.
Damn it.
No, not till you get home. And for all my homies out there that can understand this one, it's almost time for me to switch my normal anxiety to put on my fancy holiday anxiety.
When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you
see what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
Easiest list I ever made.
Same.
In my entire life.
This was so easy.
Dustin and I have two totally different feelings about Thanksgiving. You love it. You love your family. You have a great time.
It's the holiday season. I love this whole month and next month and all of it.
So you made a list of the 10 things that happen at Thanksgiving at your house. I, on the other hand, have a horrible time and have horrible mental scars from things that have happened during my holidays. So I have a list of things that happen at my house and why I don't like the holidays. You want to go over this list?
Let's go over this list.
All right, got 10. Go. What's your first one?
All right. So we start our day by gathering as a family and watching the Macy's Day Parade in the living room.
That's beautiful.
It is. Thank you.
Thanksgiving at my house, or my grandmother's house, is my Republican uncle telling us all that we're wrong and he is right.
Okay. We all have that family member. That's okay. We just ignore them.
I wish you could ignore this guy. Hate him.
Because at this point, then, like you said, your family, but all the family shows up, they gather, or we had friends over, you have invite whoever, everyone's hugging each other, everyone's telling each other what they're thankful for. It's nice. It's nice.
That's your number two?
That's my number two.
Cool. Well, Thanksgiving at my house is all of my cousins bringing partners for the holidays and asking me if I am seeing anyone. By the way, I'm the oldest out of all the cousins, and I'm the only one that's not engaged. One of them just got engaged.
Okay. So we don't talk about that one. Okay. All the dishes that you only get once a year or a few times a year. You know, there's certain things that your grandma makes, your aunt makes, that you only get that one time a year.
Thanksgiving at my house is me doing something amazing like curing cancer, but that being overshadowed by my brother like winning $500 at some pool tournament. That's Thanksgiving at my house.
Thanksgiving at my house, mm-hmm. Everyone tells each other that they're thankful for each other and why we're thankful in general.
Thanksgiving at my house, Dustin, is constant anxiety that my mother isn't having a good time and is about to blow up and embarrass all of us.
Thanksgiving at my house is my mother serving us all our plates and asking if everyone's okay and then sitting down and afterwards watching football and taking naps.
Thanksgiving at my house is my uncle playing the pull my finger joke.
Thanksgiving at my house is everyone gathering around the TV, or now we go downtown to the actual plaza lighting and we light our lights at the same time and everyone gets to clap as soon as the lights come on.
Thanksgiving at my house is someone taking a nasty number two and ruining the bathroom for the rest of the night. That's Thanksgiving at my house and why I hate it. But there's more to this list. Keep going. Keep going, Dustin.
Thanksgiving at my house is going through the newspapers or the catalogs and circling or talking about the things that everyone wants so we know what to get each other for Christmas.
Thanksgiving at my house is my aunt getting really drunk and telling me that she had sex with a woman once. So awkward.
Oh, Thanksgiving at my house, we're drinking all day, but no one has said anything like that yet. Still waiting for that moment.
So that counts as your, that's your.
Well, we drink all day and we just get to get drunk and no one becomes violent or mean.
Oh, man. What kind of, were you pod people? That's not what a holiday's about. Thanksgiving at my house is my mother cooking an absolutely perfect meal, but for forgetting to put the rolls in. So now her mood changes to like manic, depressive, and she's not good enough. And she has these thoughts like she should have never been bored. And now we have to eat to that vibe. You're starting to understand why I don't like the holidays.
Thanksgiving at my house. Everyone gets to come see all our decorations and our Christmas trees put up with the lights on and the ornaments, and everyone gets to. Yours sounds really bad, Jordan. I'm sorry.
I got two more.
Okay.
Thanksgiving at my house is seeing the side of my family that are all doctors and lawyers, and their kids are all in that field somehow, and I am a radio DJ and almost 40. It's your last one. Describe Thanksgiving at your house. Your last one. Don't get depressed. This is just.
Your house is sad, man. Man, I was just going to say my last one is us all loving each other and watching a movie together to end the night. That's Thanksgiving at my house, Jordan.
Thanksgiving at my house, Dustin, is my grandmother lying and nobody calling her out except for me. And then everybody getting mad at me for calling her out. She told me one Thanksgiving that ISIS was calling her and hanging up the phone. And everyone's like, oh, well, that is really weird, Grandma. And then goes over to what they're doing. And I was like, oh, is this a hidden camera show? What is that? Grandma, you're lying. ISIS doesn't call you every day and hang up. And she's like, yes, they do. I'm like, why do they call you? Why you? Why you? Why you?
You want to switch?
Not for all the money in the world. Love my family.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Beck is no longer a Scientologist.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. He was being interviewed this past weekend in Australia, an Australian newspaper, and said, I think that there's a misconception that I am a Scientologist. I am not one. I don't have any connection or affiliation with it. He got divorced from a Scientologist in February.
Ah.
Also, the craziest part of the story is that he's 49 years old. That man doesn't look a day over 22.
I think he's 49.
49! I know. It's crazy.
Aging like fine wine, man.
Mm-hmm. So, it's one of those things, again, like saying that Thursday is a holiday. So obvious. Wednesday, the most popular day to travel.
Okay.
Obviously. Well, each region is about to get hit with a crazy either rain or snowstorm on Wednesday and Thursday, making it awful traveling conditions. But as someone who normally does travel on the holidays, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without a 6-hour delay or missing your flight because of the flight took too long. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving.
Oh, Mom, not going to make it this year. Flight got delayed. Going to have to stay here overnight.
Yeah, but you stay somewhere like in Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Ooh.
Not someplace good.
Ooh,
those connecting flights, man. Mm. And border. On Thursday, American customs officials seized 154 pounds of bologna before it entered the country. Bologna, yeah. They said that the bologna could bring foreign animal disease into the existing pork industry.
Okay. All right.
Bologna.
What is bologna even made of?
Don't ruin it for me, please. Don't ruin it.
Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right, Jordan.
Sports.
Only got a few things for you.
Okay.
It's a big weekend. Deontay Wilder won. Knockout in the 7th round. In case anyone cares about boxing, I think he's a joke.
Oh.
That's, you know, bold opinion.
But that's the 1-2. You just gave him the 1-2.
There you go.
Hey,
that's
thanks.
A good one.
Good morning.
Travis Kelce, officially the fastest tight end ever to reach 450 receptions and 6,000 receiving yards. He did it in 91 career games. So,
wow.
Good job, Travis.
Yeah.
Good job, Kelce. All right. The mother of one of the Packers equipment staff members is sick. If Za'Darius Smith got a sack tonight, which was last night, he was going to give her a tribute. And he came through, gave a sack, and the picture's on ESPN's Instagram. It's a picture. He pulls down his he pulls up his jersey, and the shirt underneath it says, "We love you."
Oh.
So, very, very sweet. And last but not least, Nathan Mays, college football player.
Okay.
He suffered a season-ending ankle injury earlier in the year. He limped on the field with help from his teammates to take a knee on his final game of his college career.
Oh.
So, very, very sweet.
Wow, good. I like the positive news stories.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying. You know?
Did you see the picture of the football player that missed the final play because he was taking a selfie in the audience?
What an idiot. What a dumbass. I mean, come on, dude. He's like, it's my first win, guys! You didn't even take the knee for the final play. You didn't get the first win because you were too busy celebrating early.
Yes, selfies.
Selfies, man.
Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Justin, we are joined by our friends Alex and James from Flip Switch VR. Hello.
Hello. Yeah,
how's it going?
I am still raving about my experience at Flip Switch VR.
You know, I can't tell you how many people I've heard recently say that they were listening to the buzz to your show, and they're like, have you heard about this? I'm like, I work there.
Right, yeah. It's my baby, yeah.
My brother was sitting in my room. He's like, I heard there's a place where people strap on goggles and they run around in a gym. And I'm like, I work there.
What dude. The hell does your family think you do then?
I don't know. You know, they don't know what I do. But they don't know that it's watching people run around with goggles on their heads.
The most fun that we've had.
I loved it. It's the future for me. Because I grew up playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought the day would come that this would be something that you can do. Every day, because like you play, you know, the zombie games, and you get to shoot them up and stuff like that. But this was actually going into the game and having them, you turn and they're right behind you and trying not to scream because you don't want to embarrass yourself.
Oh, no, we totally screamed. And you guys Definitely. Got video of
I
that.
I do.
Did not think that we were being recorded in the actual world while we were playing this game because you're so immersed in it.
Yeah, that's the best part, too, is that people that come, even if you're not playing, it's fun to watch.
Oh, so. It's something that I've never tried before. I'm really glad that I did because you gotta be a little brave to be able to want to try it, but it's not a scary experience at all.
No.
When I tell my friends about this, they're like, did you get sick, motion sickness?
Right.
That doesn't even happen either. Can you please explain why?
People think VR is you put on like the Google Cardboard or like the thing you put your phone in, you know, and you sit down and it's a stationary, you know, not moving experience. And what happens is if you have things that are moving inside your headset and you're not moving in space along with it, it's very disorienting to your body. And so your brain doesn't know how to interpret that information. So it kind of makes you a little motion sick.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you have any sort of, you know, artificial movement, your brain just is like, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the difference about location-based VR, the free roam VR that we offer, is that you are literally walking around in the space. So your brain doesn't have to make that leap of movement because you're just moving around the same way you would in real life.
The craziest thing about doing VR was when we finished our session, we took off the goggles and everything, and I was like, where's that spot on the floor? Because I remember feeling through my shoes what the metal plank that we were walking on felt like. Through my shoes, I could feel that, like, truck that's in the bed of a truck.
I
felt that in my shoes, right? Which is weird. So then I asked you guys, what little space has that feeling on the ground?
And you thought it was moving too, right? You thought
It
was like slightly moving because the truck is moving.
Yep,
you know?
Truck is moving, and then we're pulling down levers and stuff to go up and down because the whole video game experience was insane.
Yeah.
And then you blew my mind.
I was like, there ain't nothing there. It's all in your head.
I felt in my feet the texture of something I was walking on.
See, the craziest thing to me is still the elevator. Because you and I went up, they stayed down, and we're looking down at them, and you feel like you're, I don't know, 30 feet above them.
It's so crazy that you're in the same space as each other, so like you would be next, so on those elevators in particular, you would have one person go up and one person stay down, but the way it looks to everyone watching is that they're just standing right next to each other, but in the game, you know, they're very far apart.
And
it's very, very interesting.
I kind of get anxiety, too, especially when I get taken out of this world.
Yeah.
And
as we all do.
Right, exactly. It's a pretty scary thing. I didn't get anxious at all. Anxiety was pretty low.
Good.
The minute you experienced it, the minute you guys turned on the game that we were playing, Arizona Sunshine, boom, you just are in this other world. And, you know, we got some exercise. We were sweating.
Absolutely.
It was super fun. Didn't get sick. I could wear my glasses.
Yep.
As well.
Very comfortably.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what VR is?
It's this new technology that's come out in recent years that it's like having a new perspective on a video game or just any interactive experience whatsoever. So you're going to be wearing a headset. That headset will allow you to basically see through the eyes of whatever character you are playing as inside of these virtual worlds. And it uses these sensors that'll track its every movement, every rotation, it also has 3D audio. So if something is behind you, you'll hear it mm-hmm. coming up from behind you. And it's like everything we've wanted video games to be since we were 5 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are working on your games yourselves as mm-hmm. well. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
We're all local grads. So we've all grown up in Kansas City, the dev team up there at Flip Switch. So we went to JUCO, UMKC, KC Art Institute. And that's where we kind of learned all the tricks of the trade for when it comes to, you know, making this stuff. And
you're literally like a god. You're creating a world. If we had a dollar for every Black Mirror reference we made, or at least you must make them all day, every day.
And, like, I'm okay with it, you know? Yeah. I'm okay with if my life is going to be, you know, any sort of movie or anything like that. Black Mirror could be worse.
Until you do it, you have never experienced anything like it.
Just tell yourself at the end of the day it's not real.
It's like watching a scary movie in the sense of it might give you feelings, but I mean, it's not real. It's not gonna hurt you. And I wouldn't even go that far to say it's a scary movie. I'd say it's more like, you know, an action adventure movie, and it might feel intense, it might feel a little crazy, but it's not real. It's not gonna affect you in any way other than maybe blowing your mind, right?
Like that. That's what happens.
You walk away going, "Wow, that was crazy."
Right.
And I guess it just doesn't discriminate against, you know, age or gender or anything. You put on the headset, you have an experience. And then you want another one.
You know, now that this wall of reality has been knocked down, that could happen. Like, you go back in time, you know? You guys could create worlds where, you know, you're on the Titanic.
Titanic, yeah, yeah. Let's get on it.
Okay, absolutely. You could, like, rebuild old school Kansas City.
Yes, you can do so many things with it. And, like, some firms here, some architecture firms here in KC use it to make, you know, models mm-hmm. to show people that might be wanting to build something, like, hey, here's your house in VR, you know, check it out. For anyone out there that's interested in seeing what this looks like, we post pretty consistently clips and things like that of people doing it. So if you want to get a better idea of kind of what it looks like, you can check out, you know, our social media stuff. But people walk in the beam, people doing all that. It's always a good time. I mean, it's kind of like the highlights that people come away thinking, or things like that, things like the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just cool because from our perspective, we're anticipating these things happening, right? So we know when they're going to happen. And so it's fun to see how people react.
How much does it cost?
$25 a person Tuesday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then weekends, they're $30 a person.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some really good deals if you want to have like a private event, private party. You can get the whole space for yourself, for your group for 2 hours or 3 hours. And if you have, you know, we can hold up to a decent amount of people. I mean,
a lot of people are going to have their family in town.
Yeah.
This holiday. Mm-hmm. What's your holiday schedule like?
We're going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we're closed as well. And New Year's Day. But every other day we are open. Normal schedule.
Awesome. And then you can book online at flipswitchvr.com. Mm-hmm. Last thing I want to know, though, is as much as you can tell us with the new stuff that you guys are working on, the new games, because this is not somewhere that you go that's stationary. So once you've been, you've kind of been.
Yeah.
This is something that is always going to change because you can do that. You guys create
Absolutely.
These worlds.
Yeah, because we are making games. We have kind of an endless supply of new experiences for people to come check out. We're actually about to launch a series of new escape games.
Uh-oh.
So. You know,
uh-oh.
Escape rooms, watch out.
Also, to talk about how unique this is the only VR place like you guys have
ever
anywhere around
world.
Here. Yeah.
No.
You said the coasts
yeah.
have them. But.
Yeah, they, anywhere close, what you'd have to go to get this would be probably Texas,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the coast, you know, LA, New York. We feel pretty good about, you know, bringing it to Kansas City and putting VR sort of on the map for KC. And KC has a lot of promise in the future, if it sticks with it, of really embracing the new technology, you know, making it practical and, you know, becoming like a Silicon Valley of the Midwest, if it wants to.
Oh, yeah.
We're here. We're trying to make it.
If it wants to.
I can't believe
might not want that.
That this is in our city. Like, most
right?
of us can drive 20 minutes and boom, we're hanging out at Flip Switch VR. We're in a different world. So there is an age minimum that you guys...
10. 10 is it.
Kids love games, but yeah.
For all you 9-year-olds out there, sorry.
Yeah. Have your birthday party there, your 10th birthday party.
Please.
At Flip Switch VR.
Please. Whether it be gender or age or anything like that, it really just, it affects everyone and leaves everyone kind of like, feeling like they've done something for the first time. Yeah.
The team building aspect of it is huge. Especially, I mean, when we went, we had to work as a team, which
You were stealing all the zombies. Everyone was
win. Every week we have, you know, multiple corporate events or you know, private parties with the focus of team building or, you know, getting to know people, that kind of stuff. And it always works because it takes away preconceived feelings you might have about people. If you're put in a VR space together, y'all are just there, right? Mm-hmm. And it's bigger than we're just in a room, right? It's like, all right, well, we're all in this together, so let's have some fun.
This is a different thing. This is not a video game. I know it is, like, classified as a video game, but this is physical. This is in your head. It's free roam. It's such a different thing, and it's so amazing. I'm so glad that we have it here in the Crossroads. Flip Switch VR. Thanksgiving Day was the day that you're closed, but other than that, if you're sitting around with your family bored going, what the hell am I going to do with these guys?
I mean, you could come escape somewhere else.
That's right. You could shoot them. You could.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You won't hurt them.
Thank you guys so much. Alex and James from Flip Switch VR. FlipSwitchVR.com is your website where you can book and check out all the videos and everything. And I love being friends with you guys. Thank you for bringing this to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's JORDIN Silver.